nice to be
here. Oh, we've got manager Joe Arolt on standby inside the clubhouse in Kannapolis, joining us here in the post-game show. And Joe, a rough one tonight. You guys end up setting a season high for leaving runners on base. 16 men left on base tonight. The timely hitting was something that really, unfortunately, just didn't come your way for the first time really all year.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind. I just sat down and was thinking about writing my game report that I send in every night. You look at the runners left on base, and, you know, in the first inning, Gray had the RBI triple, so we were 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. That was definitely the story for our offense tonight. Just got a little over-anxious, I think, in those big hitting spots rather than the pitcher. You know, you got to think that pitcher is the one in trouble out there and really make him work for it.
Yeah, that was a tough opening frame. You get back-to-back strikeouts with the bases loaded, but And like you mentioned, I didn't even think of it that way. That was the only run scoring hit all night with the guy in scoring position, and that was, you didn't even need it. I mean, the guy was at third and, you know, didn't need a triple to get him in, but certainly you'll take it. And for Gray, that's what, 3 triples in back-to-back days, and then it's 5 triples this month. It's the most in the league, and it's tied for the most in minor league baseball. Are you kidding me? It's amazing.
Yeah, the kid, he's on fire, man. I told him, I said, hey, just showing your versatility by getting these triples this series. You know, there are some balls that almost went out, hitting the top of the wall. And kid's on fire, though. The way the pitches he's laying off, fouling off, the nasty ones, and then when he gets his pitch, he's not missing it. But, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, it looks absolutely dialed in. Very apparent, especially for me as I'm watching it here, seeing where balls are going more in the zone, having to watch it online from that center field cam. And, you know, he's clearly going after the right ones at this point and not chasing bad ones at all. You look at this one, though, tonight, again, a 5-1 loss to Kannapolis. They had some timely hitting. They also had a 4-for-4 night out of Krogman, the left fielder. Looked really impressive.
Yeah, one of their new players they got in. I mean, he's a little gamer baseball player, but it's going to be a tough out. I'd say one of the highlights for me tonight was bringing Uribe in with the bases loaded, him getting the punch out and then throwing 2 more scoreless frames. It was a great night for him, punching out 5.
Is it a changeup or a slider that he's mostly working with, especially in that at-bat to Jose Rodriguez?
The majority of those are sliders. I mean, he's got both, I'd say, you know, fastball slider is 1-2, and then he mixes his changeup in there as well. But, I mean, it's crazy seeing a 90-mile-an-hour slider and seeing 102 on the board. So it was good to see him came in, announce his presence with authority with the heater, throwing 101, lighting up their board. It was fun to watch, man. He's got a golden arm. He's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And he went with it seemed like a pretty good mix tonight. You know, he had that one appearance at home where it was a lot of breaking stuff early and then decided to go with a fastball late. Tonight it seemed like he had a really good feel for when to use all 3, basically, and was really using it, successfully. For Brandon Canar, you look at the line, it's the 4 runs allowed over 4 2/3, but you know, overall, though, looked pretty strong out there and was mixing. I thought, really, for the first time at least, and again, I'm looking at it from a different angle now, watching it online, but it seemed like the curveball was working pretty good for him in this one here tonight compared to a lot of times I thought he was early on this season mostly fastballs up.
Yeah, I mean, Carson Cross, you know, shows these guys their plots and what pitches look like, and I think just showing guys how good a pitch can be when they utilize it. And the other funny part about Canar is we talked to him after his last out. He had a couple questionable pitch selection. I was like, hey, what do you got there? Why'd you throw that? And he goes, well, that's what the catcher put down. He's like, hey, you know, you can shake your head in pro ball and say no and pick it. He's never called his own game, so it's cool to actually see him shake tonight, you know, to certain pitches. So it's funny, you know, being low A, sometimes first guys, this could be their first pro experience. And, you know, it was cool to, you know, we can't assume that guys, you know, are going to be like that they've never had to decide on what pitches they want to throw. So now they can even better throw pitches with conviction. So it was funny, but, you know, it's cool to see a guy that's out of college, never actually been able to shake off a catcher.
Wow. Learning on the fly a little bit then, I guess, on both ends a little bit. Are you guys running into more of that overall this year?
And that's the first time I've seen it, you know, as far as a guy where I just took notice to it, a certain pitch, you know, call, like, well, why do we throw that pitch there? And he's like, well, the catcher. And I was like, well, you can say no and throw a different pitch. I mean,
wow.
So it was good, man. It's these first pro experience for some of these guys. It's going to be a great learning experience.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you guys get out there for game 3 tomorrow. Johan Cruz, and I know he looked pretty good his last time, so hope to see more of that this time around. And get him tomorrow. It's a first loss against Kannapolis, but they had some big nights tonight from some of their guys, and they certainly earned that one. Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, and we'll do it again tomorrow night.
Sounds good, G.